Hello, writers. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Wellbeing Writer Podcast. Yes, it has been a minute, guys. It has been a minute. I am back to freaking give you another episode today. And if you guys do not know me, hello, my name is Luchadel. Your first time coming here, you know, welcome. My name is Luchadel. I create content to help writers embrace your well-being and evoke writing. And this is one of the many resources that you can find me and kind of get all my content. I have a YouTube. I post 2 videos a week on there. I have a Discord that I just started. Finally got it in order. Yes. But I'm trying to really, like, get it in order and make it more polished and fleshed out. And once I... But yeah, feel free to join in. I'm trying to grow it. And also, I'm on Twitch. Currently on hiatus, but Twitch is another platform that you can find me on. I plan to do streams very soon from there. And the reason why I do all of this is because I struggled at who I was. I failed at who I was as a person. And when you think about that, you're like, what? How do you fail at who you are? I did. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what defined me. I didn't know how to express myself. And one of the biggest people who saved me was my medical teacher. Higgins, there we go. She was my medical teacher in middle school, and she kind of gave me that type of reality, because I did not know how to express myself. I didn't know how to kind of show who I was to the world, and that was writing. She talked about the writing and about how it's important, and I felt like writing was the only thing left that was going to save me from the struggle. And that's all I did from that point. I wrote. And she definitely inspired me to keep pursuing in medicine and trying to keep pursuing in the elective. I did move schools, and I did go to another school and had that medical teacher too. He was one of the biggest supporters I could ever ask for. He always loved me. The fact that I was always participating in class. I was a passionate medical student and writing student. Those were my biggest classes. But he said something very, very debilitating. He told me that, to the class actually, that he would never make it in medicine because of his race and dark skin color, and that he would constantly get checked by the FBI watch list because of his race. And just think about that. If someone told you that, someone telling you who you are as a person, how you portray yourself, is going to hold you back. And it hurt really bad. But yes, I did get depressed, I did get anxious, and I decided that I'm not going to sit here and cry. I'm going to fight back. And I just, yes, what he said, I took what he said, but it fueled my fire. There will be a lot of people who fulfill who they are. I know it. And I'm going to help those writers. I'm going to help them. I'm going to use what practically saved my life to help others. And yes, I got off my butt, and after that, I found content. I found information. Content saved my life. It educated me. It inspired me to make my own content, to share my story, and to educate people about writing and why it's so important. So yes, that's a little bit about my story, but a little update about what I plan to do in the future. Yes, my content, I want to niche even further. I feel like, yes, I help writers, I do, and I feel like it's a great start for where I'm at right now. I'm still young, I'm still growing, still learning to do the pivots, but I want to help certain writers. But I was kind of thinking I could help bloggers or content writers, because I really like the side of, like, writing for people, but, like, showing who you are, your beliefs, your story. So I kind of want to help people like content writers and bloggers, but for now, I'm just going to see where the road takes me, see what really is really taking off. So I'm going to help writers in general for now. And once I feel like something's really speaking to me, I'm going to stick with that and niche even further. But for now, I'm just going to help writers. So yeah, if you guys got any suggestions, I'm trying to grow. Yeah, today's episode is going to be about how to document your life as a writer, how to manage your life, how to have a timeline of your life as a writer. And one of the biggest things that influenced me growing up was journaling, bullet journaling. And bullet journaling is something that I never really got into. I didn't really see it as a necessity, but it's a necessity. And I've kind of fell off the bandwagon a little bit. But I did get into bullet journal. I've always been a writer. I've always wrote about my life. I've wrote about things that were on my mind. But bullet journaling took it further. Bullet journals are so versatile. Because when you write, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about the writing space and, you know, about storytelling, communication, having a voice, relationships, and a lot about yourself. And you need a way to document all of that on a page so you keep a kind of a timeline of your life and see where you can look back and see how you can grow. And you need a tracker of your life because there's so much to learn. We need to develop ourselves and into something that our reading community wants. And bullet journaling has really been a big influence in my life. And yeah, today I'm going to go over some of the reasons why bullet journaling is such a necessity in not only writers, but people in general. So yeah, one of the reasons why I love bullet journaling so much is because it helps you to have kind of a game plan. You have a strategy, you have something that you are looking forward to, and you're more accountable with the things you do as a writer, and you're not just doing stuff in hopes that something sticks and something happens. You have a plan and a strategy, and if it doesn't work, you move on and you learn. Bullet journaling helps you to look into things that you haven't really wanted to look into, because when we're writers, you learn a lot about the writing space. You learn about a lot about yourself, especially you learn a lot about readers and about your readers. You learn about a lot of things like storytelling, communication, having a voice, relationships, all of that. And you need a way to document all of that stuff because you can't remember all of it. You need something to keep a timeline. You need something to take notes on, and bullet journaling is one of the ways that you can do that. And we need to develop ourselves in ways that our people want us to develop, and bullet journaling helps us to really document our personal growth and our development. And one of those models that one of these models I came from this man invented bullet journals for people. He made bullet journals. Is bullet journals help you to document the past, organize the present, and to plan for the future. So you document your life story and your past and what you've been through and how you've come to this day and how what keeps you what makes you a writer to this day. It helps you to organize the present, have stuff ready to do on that specific day, that moment, those 24 hours. You always have 24 hours in a day, and you need to manage all those hours, and that's how you organize the present and plan for the future. How are you going to plan for the future? What are you going to do to prepare for the future and kind of be ready for just what happens? If something happens, you have a plan and you have a way to kind of just not panic. You have something to look back at and something to really kind of fall on. And bullet journaling just helps you to keep everything organized, everything ready. And yeah, there's a lot to bullet journaling. Don't worry, I'm going to cover all of the stuff you need to know. Not all of it, just a few, or maybe all of it. Who knows? There's so much you could do, but I'm going to cover each everything, and I'm going to hold your hand through it all. And yeah, so those are some of the reasons. But another really important reason is being a bullet journal, you cultivate stuff that you don't usually cultivate. And when I talk about cultivate, you cultivate a habit. You cultivate habits. And when I talk about cultivating habits, I mean you do stuff that you don't normally do, but you put it in your bullet journal and you repeat it. You put it in your bullet journal and you make sure you have something to look at, something that you know you're going to do. You're more accountable, like I said, and bullet journaling helps you to be more accountable. So some stuff you could do is always get up in the morning very early and work out so that you have a healthy body and you're ready to start writing. Or maybe you eat less gluten or, you know, stuff like that. You're more accountable. You're more prepared. And habits are stuff that you just naturally do. According to Aristotle, excellence is what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not like a term or something, it's a habit. So if you develop those habits through your bullet journaling, it helps you to track your life and have a kind of like a game plan of what you want to set out and what you want to do. And if you develop those global habits and you do it like natural, like putting on clothes and brushing your teeth, that is something to clap for. That is something to celebrate. Celebrate every little thing. Even if you got out of bed this morning, you brushed your teeth. You know, that's something to celebrate. You did that. You didn't stay in bed all night, all day. You did something. And even if you come back to bed, you did something. Take baby steps. Bullet journaling, it's not something you just write a whole essay and expect to do all of it. It's baby steps. You have to take those little baby steps and just, you know, not hit, be so hard on yourself. Bullet journaling takes time to master. It takes time to really find what kind of bullet journals you are. And yeah, those are some of the really important ways. It helps you to cultivate your habits and have habits as a writer. It helps you to look into who you are and how you can to take notes of stuff. And it also helps you to, organize the past, document the past, organize the present, and plan for the future. So yeah, that's very, very important. And you always have to just always be looking into what bullet journaling style helps you and serves you the most so that you can really make a big improvement in your longevity as a writer. Another reason why bullet journaling is so dang important is because of you can set a schedule for your life and set goals. And when you're a writer, you have to not constantly set goals, because that can be a little burnout worthy, but you need to set goals in general and kind of set them in quarters. You can start with yearly goals, then monthly goals, then weekly goals, and daily goals. But yeah, you don't be so hard on yourself, because if you do set so many goals, you will experience goal fatigue and you won't achieve any of them. So you need to set writing goals, and of course, like I said, write it on that bullet journal. Because when I talk about bullet journaling, it's something that, because one of the biggest things that just always destroys someone in general is if you have something that you want to do, something that's been on your mind, something that you really want to get done, anything, write it down. If you don't write it down, it's not gonna come forward. You're gonna forget it, it's just gonna be out of the water. So you need to always write stuff down. And yeah, that bullet journal is something that you can use to write things down. It's very important, and I really, really encourage you to write stuff down in that bullet journal, and just kind of fill it up. But always write stuff down, and don't belittle anything that you think isn't important, because you might think it's not important, but it's going to be important in the moment. So just write stuff down. So let's get back to those goals. So you can set goals like, for example, write 300 to 500 words daily to improve your writing skills and just be more in tune with writing. Do a blog post every day. Write a book. Try to get a book. Write a book and try to get it published within a 3 to 4 year period. All of those goals are very good because you have control over it. But there's another type of goal that you don't have control over, and those goals are stuff that I don't recommend you do too much, because it's gonna just burn you out, and it's not something, because you can't physically force someone to like your blog. You can't physically force someone to sign your book, or physically force someone to comment on your blog. You have to. Those are stuff that you just hope it happens and kind of just wish for it to happen and put the work in. But those other goals I said are goals that you have control over and you know can happen. Set goals like that as well, because it helps you to be more fulfilled and be more accountable. And of course, like I said, keep that in the bullet journal so that you have something to look at and something to check off, because checking list checks helps you to really check stuff off and be more accountable, be more fulfilled. And then check off those goals that you didn't have control over. If 20 people liked your blog, check that off. If you have someone comment on your blog, check that off. If you have someone comment on your book, check that off. Have someone promote your book, check it off. all of those stuff are important goals because it helps you to feel fulfilled, even more fulfilled, because you had people be a part of your goals. If you have some your readers be a part of something, it helps them to be more involved with your community and be more involved with your writing journey and career. But yeah, setting a schedule is also very important. Time management is something that I is just honestly the most important thing, consistency. If I didn't have time management skills, I wouldn't be doing all of this. I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be making the content. I wouldn't be balancing school, and I cook for myself. I sleep. I do all of that. It's because I freaking have a time management. I freaking have time management skills, and I know how to manage my time, and I know I do what serves me and do what doesn't serve me, and I don't sit on my butt and sleep. I freaking work. And you have to do that. You have to work. You have to make sacrifices sometimes, and sometimes you have to make sacrifices, but they pay off in the end. If you're really passionate about this, it requires a lot of commitment, a lot of sacrifice, and a lot of determination and hustle. It's not something that's gonna happen overnight. You're not gonna get big overnight in a month. Your writing has to really speak to people. It has to really, really make them feel something, a deep, deep emotion, and really draw them in. And having a schedule helps you to be more accountable and helps you to track stuff. And also have a tracker of your emotions and how you're feeling, and your struggles. Because if you have a narrative bullet journal, oh my God, like a diary, that helps you to be more clear with your emotions, be more present with your emotions, how to control your life, control who you are, and you're not just always jumbling stuff. So yes, I always encourage that as well, because you have something to look at, something to document your personal growth, your development, who you are, and something to encourage you to keep going. And a lot of people often scoff this off, and they don't think that documenting your life is very important. It is important. It's very important, actually, because it helps you to be very, very accountable about your life, accountable about your struggles, and be proud of who you are, and be proud of your truth. And if you bullet journal, you really do look into your truth, and you look into your deepest, darkest secrets, but it helps you to really be present with who you are. And yeah, bullet journaling is just something that helps you to look and write into certain things that you want to really focus on and really amplify and make and really serve you. And yeah, bullet journaling has so many different aspects to it, but what I really recommend is try all of the stuff I talked about. Try the agenda planner, plan your life, have the goal setter, have the mood and behavior tracker in the diary, and also have I think there was something else, the gratitude, gratitude, write about gratitude. Gratitude is something that helps you to focus on the positive and reframes your brain to look at the good in your life. There's people in life who have everything, they've been giving everything, but they're depressed beyond their minds because they're not looking at what they do have. They look at, what am I going to get next? What am I going to get next? If I get this, I'm going to be happy. If I get that, I'm going to be happy. That never happens. You have to look at what you do have. And that's why people who are poor, who are struggling, are happy and jovial and are just having a great life because they look at what they already have. The fact that they're breathing and that they're walking on this earth and that they don't have any diseases or anything, that's a blessing in itself. Just be thankful for the little things. Thank people in general, and really be write that stuff. Have a thank journal. Just write what you're thankful for. Practice that, and also practice the think that's it. I think that's all the stuff you can really practice. But oh yeah, also practice the note taking. Like I said, take notes about what's going on, and yeah, just practice all of that. And once, if you see something that really sticks, one to three things that really stick and really helps you, and if you want to do all power to you, do all of them. But if you have something that really sticks and really serves you, and you're like, this is something I'm gonna stick with it. And don't do the other stuff that aren't working for you. Do what works for you. That's something that I always encourage. Not everything's gonna work for everybody. Just do what works for you and something that's really gonna just kind of just serve you the best. So, if, for example, you are not really like the best time management person, do that planner, do that agenda, and have a time management tool. Do the bullet journal. Maybe you're not really present with who you are, and you just want to kind of be happier. You're depressed, anxious, anxiety. Do the thankful journal. Do the narrative journal, and do the look into your life journal. And maybe you want to, be more accountable with certain things. You want to be better in your writing and kind of take your stuff to the next level. Set the goals. So once you figure out what kind of writer you really want to aim towards and what you want to work on, that's what you bullet journal about, and you'll be more accountable, and you'll just kind of just have a framework and a timeline, and you won't panic because you have it all set out, and you have stuff that you want to work on, and you have stuff to look forward to, and you're going to be a writer to be scared of because you have a plan, you have a game plan, and you have something to keep going. You don't stop. You don't make that stop. You are always working on the next thing and the next thing, and that's going to really help you help develop that longevity as a writer. So some of the best times to bullet journal is in the morning and straight at night, because the morning is when you kind of set stuff, and then the night is you see what you've been accountable for. And bullet journaling, just basically to summarize, it helps you free your brain of stuff that is cluttering your life, of cluttering your brain and stuff you want to write down, to really cultivating habits to really form that dream life. And yes, it came back, the Aristotle quote. Excellence is what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not, I think I forgot it. It's not a action, but a habit. I think that's how it was said. But if you create those habits for yourself, you are more likely to be more successful because you have a plan. Like I said, you have something to do. You have a future. You have a vision of what you want to achieve through your bullet journal and what you want to do. And like I said, bullet journals are very flexible. It can be a drawing, it can be drawings, it can be a diary, it can be just lists. If you want to just list stuff, it can be anything you want it to be. You just have to really see what you want to look at and what you want to improve, and write about that in your bullet journal. But yeah, the start will be a little sketchy, it will be a little iffy, and feel really weird, but I promise you, if you stick with it and really just kind of just see where the wind takes you, see what works and see what doesn't work, you're really gonna see what your bullet journal has to offer, and it's really gonna really take you to another just aspect of life, because you have that plan, your brain is a lot more free. And yeah, bullet journal every morning and every night, and in between those, fulfill what you did in that bullet journal, and kind of just have a stress-free life. You cultivate a positive mindset, you cultivate a successful life, you cultivate a life of success and a life of happiness and dreams and purpose. And through that bullet journal, you can just cultivate so much within those pages, and just, just keep bullet journaling, keep writing, and I promise you, if you just stick with it and kind of just, be just not give up on it, you're really gonna to see that improvement with who you are as a person, who you are as a writer, and just be more, it's gonna improve your future, it's gonna improve your present, and it's just really gonna sculpt a future that you've always dreamed of. But yeah, I could literally talk about bullet journaling forever. It's just such an amazing tool and thing to use for your life, because it helps to really look into stuff that you want to focus on more, and look into stuff that I never thought I could really look into as a writer, and help you to kind of just have a timeline of your life, and to look into, setting goals, setting a writing schedule, looking into your life, your narrative, looking into gratitude, looking into how to reshape your mindset, have more of a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset, and also do stuff like writing about your struggles, your life, your achievements, and all of that. That's all about bullet journaling. And yeah, I really love what bullet journaling has done for me, and hopefully it can really impact you and impact your life as a bullet journalist. But yeah, I think this is where we're gonna call it a day with the podcast episode. Thank you so much for really stopping by and taking your time to listen to me today. And if you wanna reach out to me, Instagram and Twitter, you are free to do so. I do not mind. You can talk to me if you just want someone to talk to, have questions. I'm here for you. I'm here. I got you. But you can also reach out, you know, come on at the Discord because I'm still growing it. But you can come on there and we can kind of form some relationships, be friends, and kind of just help each other just grow and foster just a loving community of writers. But yeah, thank you so much for watching this episode and kind of staying tuned. And yeah, I truly, truly love what bullet journaling has done, and hopefully you can implement it for your life. But yeah, thank you so much for watching, and I'll catch you in the next podcast episode. Bye. So some of the best times to bullet journal is in the morning and straight at night, because the morning is when you kind of set stuff, and then the night is you see what you've been accountable for. And bullet journaling, just basically to summarize, it helps you free your brain of stuff that is cluttering your life, of cluttering your brain and stuff you want to write down, to really cultivating habits to really form that dream life. And yes, I it came back, the Aristotle quote. Excellence is not is what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not oh, I think I forgot it. It's not a action but a habit. I think that's how it was said. But if you create those habits for yourself, you are more likely to be more successful because you have a plan. Like I said, you have something to do, you have you have a future, you have a vision of what you want to achieve through your bullet journal and what you want to do. And like I said, bullet journals are very flexible. It can be a drawing, it can be drawings, it can be a diary, it can be just lists. If you want to just list stuff, it can be anything you want it to be. You just have to really see what you want to look at and what you want to improve, and write about that in your bullet journal. But yeah, the start will be a little sketchy, it will be a little iffy, and feel really weird. But I promise you, if you stick with it and really just kind of just see where the wind takes you, see what works and see what doesn't work, you're really gonna see what your bullet journal has to offer, and it's really gonna really take you to another just aspect of life, because you have that plan, you have your brain is a lot more free. And yeah, bullet journal every morning and every night, and in between those, you know, fulfill what you did in that bullet journal, and kind of just have a stress-free life. You cultivate a positive mindset, and you cultivate a successful life, you cultivate a life of success and a life of happiness and dreams and purpose. And through that bullet journal, you can just cultivate so much within that those pages, and just, you know, just keep bullet journaling, keep writing, and I promise you, if you just stick with it and kind of just, you know, be just not give up on it, you're really gonna to see that improvement with who you are as a person, who you are as a writer, and just be more, it's gonna improve your future, it's gonna improve your present, and it's just really gonna sculpt a future that you've always dreamed of.